Good morning. It is a Monday morning. You know what that means? Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Apparently, the governor's staff is being paid pretty well.
Yeah, about six or seven of them make more than the governor's $179,000, including his budget director, Robert Mojica, $199,000 plus. His chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, or actually her title of secretary to the governor, $196,000 plus, and a bunch of others above $190,000.
From there to the race for governor on the Republican side, of course, Assembly Minority Leader Brian Cole from the Canandaigua area, Republican, has another endorsement alongside what we're hearing that Senator DeFrancisco from Syracuse, also a Republican, expected to declare this week.
Yeah, DeFrancisco is expected to declare on Tuesday in Syracuse, where he's from. He'll become the third declared candidate for the Republicans, along with Kolb and former Erie County Executive Joel Giambra. Meanwhile, Kolb picked up the backing of Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis. She's backing her leader. Malliotakis ran for mayor in New York City unsuccessfully against Bill de Blasio in November.
The Percoco trial resuming today in Manhattan. The so far consternation, as you write, is if there's any behind the scenes, Cuomo publicly is not showing it, saying he doesn't think he'll be damaged.
Doesn't think he'll be damaged, he says publicly, and trying to put on an air of business as usual. His office sent out a number of releases each day last week, ranging from things about the flu to net neutrality to attacking Washington Republicans. So he's trying to put on that this is not hurting me and we're moving forward. Republicans say already there's been damaging information at the trial that they hope to use to weaken him for the upcoming campaign.
Tell us about this vacant Westchester County seat and a candidate that's come forward.
Well, Shelley Mayer, an assemblywoman, she used to work for the state Senate. She's the Democratic choice once the governor calls a special election, which he hasn't done yet. The Republicans are already looking to weaken her, questioning her comments of late on sexual harassment. She's come out strongly in terms of dealing with the issue, but they say that when she was an assemblywoman and Sheldon Silver, the former speaker, was in trouble over his handling of sexual harassment issues, she came out in full support of Silver, saying that he's a great leader.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. For more, head to nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, we thank you, and we'll, of course, talk to you next week.
Anytime. Be well.